coming up tonight at 9. At 8 o'clock, we have the Hive Poetry Collective. But first, between now and then, from 7:30 to 8, we have a special look at election coverage or election happening on Tuesday with Tony Russomanno and Chris Crone live in the Case Quid studios.
Oh, yeah, live. We're live now.
Wow.
Man, yeah,
wow.
It's great to be here. Chris Crone, thank you so much for joining us.
Tony Russomanno, it's a pleasure to be with you. You are, an icon.
Oh, please tell me more. No. And you're off to New York. You've got some important important get out the vote work to be done out there. What's happening?
We're going to be looking at trying to just help be one of those 200,000 now volunteers that Zohran Mamdani has for his campaign for mayor of New York. Unprecedented. And I think you'll see an unprecedented turnout for a mayoral election. Did in the primary, you will again.
Yeah, that's one of several elections around the country that are being very closely watched, including our own Proposition 50 here statewide in California. And then focusing in even closer is Measure B and Measure C just in the city of Santa Cruz. So that's what we're going to be talking about tonight.
Nice.
Yeah. And, it's time to vote. There are 19 voting centers now open throughout the county. 5 more are going to open on Election Day. And UC Santa Cruz is a big target also. We're going to get to that. Chris, you've had so much experience running for office. When anyone says tabling, I guess people not in politics really wonder, what the heck does that mean?
Tabling means just getting out the vote or, being present wherever you are. It could be a local organization. It could be on campus. It could be on Pacific Avenue. Tabling is just informational and trying to, probably sway people if you're presenting a certain political perspective or a certain initiative, like Measure C, for example, or Measure B.
Yeah. Tabling involves a table. Now, usually people just, sit in a chair behind the table, but at farmers markets, they're actually lined up there in advance. Lots of organizations, nonprofits, have informational tables out. And of course, around the time of elections, we get a lot of political tabling. And quite a bit is being done for both for Proposition 50 and for Measure C. I was at the downtown farmers market this past Wednesday and ran into Tim, who was tabling on behalf of Measure C. Hey, what's your name?
Tim Willoughby.
What you doing, Tim?
I'm tabling for Measure C.
Measure C. How's it going?
It's going pretty good.
Well, how would you define pretty good?
I haven't seen too many people give me horrible looks.
That's one way of taking the temperature of the electorate, isn't it?
Yes, and the other people that are yes just wave and say thank you and give me a thumbs up.
Excellent. That's the digit to show.
Yeah.
You don't want the other one.
Yeah, right.
What are the questions?
Well, most of the questions are about what the difference between B and C is. It's pretty simple. It's that Measure B has a lower transfer tax fee, which means it raises much less money. So Measure C raises about $5 million a year for 20 years, which is a lot more money than B would. That's the biggest difference.
So people are told that both of them have a tax. It's a question of where that tax kicks in?
That's right.
Are you finding people who are still misinformed or uninformed?
Not too many. Santa Cruz is a pretty sophisticated community, and they...
Wait. Santa Cruz, California?
Yeah.
Sophisticated.
People here actually read books and things, So they read their ballot measures, and they know some things.
Wow, that's encouraging.
It's very encouraging.
Wow, it's nice to be informed, isn't it?
Yes.
Well, what advice would you give now, in retrospect, to the Yes on C campaign?
Well, I think the campaign has been very thought out and expertly run. They've done some amazing things in the way that they've done advertising. They've tested a lot of their messaging. They've done a lot of polling on things. So I would say this is, of the campaigns that I've been involved in, this is one of the most professional ones.
What's your prediction for the vote total?
I don't know. I'm optimistic. I think Measure 50 might help us. I think this should pass.
Yeah, well, Tim's right. It is a well-organized campaign. Wouldn't you agree?
Measure 50 is.
Measure 50 is, yeah.
But
about
Measure C?
You don't think
not
so?
Not sure. Not so sure. If you heard it, Tim was a little equivocating there in his voice.
No, I've seen it.
I was
I've
worried about... I'm worried about Measure C,
okay,
whether
well,
it's going to pass or not.
Well, okay. It could. It could... obviously, we're not going to know. We may not even know on election night because the vote's coming in.
No, we won't. It'll take a while, especially if UCSC turns out on the day of the vote, because we have this amazing thing in California where you can register and vote in the same day.
Same day
Very
registration.
Very few states have that. Mm-hmm. And it is a way to get people involved in politics.
Yeah, but last year, you recall, there was a quite a lengthy wait to vote at Stevenson because of all that same date registration. So this year we've done something different.
And
we'll talk about that in just a little bit. But I want to hear from the voters. Let's hear what the people have to say. Yeah, the people. You know, the voters that I spoke to at the market did seem to be fairly well informed on Measure C. Have you heard about Measure C?
Yes.
What do you think about it?
I think it's a good I think we should support it. Yeah.
Any reason?
Well, we have affordable housing problem, and it's a solution that's proposed by a lot of people that know what they're doing, and I think it's they've thought through what they put on the ballot to try and get it passed. And I know there's some controversy, but I think it's a good way to start, at least.
Sounds like you're aware of the issue and been keeping up with it.
Yeah, I have.
How do you do that? How do you get your information?
Through.
Please say Casewood. Please say Casewood.
I'm sorry. Sorry, I don't listen to Casewood.
All right, fine.
I'm sorry. But the Sentinel, I also belong to Indivisible, and I get emails from different things. And yeah.
Excellent. Indivisible's been doing a great job.
Yeah.
Swing left also.
Yeah.
So it sounds like you are, I'd call you a political activist, or at least knowledgeable about politics in general then, right? Knowledgeable about current affairs.
Yeah, I try and keep knowledgeable, yeah.
And so you've already voted, of course.
I just turned in my ballot, yeah.
Congratulations. Welcome to the democracy.
I should have worn my sticker. I forgot to put
my sticker
on. You should.
You know, up at UC, they're doing a Get Out the Vote drive on the campus, and if students come around wearing an I Voted sticker, they get a free slice of pizza.
Oh, wow. That's
How's that for
an
incentive?
Yeah.
Boy, I know. I'm getting hungry just thinking about voting again. Yeah. One vote per person, Tony.
Okay.
Come on, back off.
Don't tell Santa Cruz Together that you're doing that. We did that before. We were keeping people in line, giving them water and other beverages. And
no, it's
they didn't appreciate that.
Checked out with the registrar. This is not before voting. This is anybody who walks by just says they voted on election day will be offered a free slice of pizza. So let's meet the genius behind this effort up at UC Santa Cruz, shall we? Laz Maimon, come on in and say hello. Are you there?
Tony.
Yeah.
How you doing?
All right. I'm doing great, Laz. Thanks for joining us. So, you know, you're on the campus. You organized this first a voter registration drive on campus among students, and then a Get Out the Vote drive, which is going on right now and will culminate on Election Day with pizza, right? So why do this effort? Why are students, and especially deep well of voter registrations, especially for elections in November?
Yeah, well, I mean, Santa Cruz is a college town. Students make up about one-third of the city's population. There's 20,000 enrolled students, including both undergrad and graduate students. And Santa Cruz is a city population of about 60,000. So the more of us vote, the more that we can have an impact on the city that we all live in. There's definitely been a more increased focus among students recently about getting involved locally. And I think that's amazing, because that's kind of what made Santa Cruz how it is, was, you know, waves of student engagement from UCSC from the 60s on through the 70s and 80s. And I think that kind of fell off for a while, and now we're kind of coming back.
Coming back rather strongly, I understand. There's a UC Democrats organization on campus. How many members of that organization, roughly?
Well, so their mailing list is 500 people.
Okie dokie,
So it's a huge mailing list. And then there's a pretty consistent base of about 20 to 30 people that show up.
Yeah. Now, you were facing a deadline of getting students registered because just it takes time to have that processed by the county work staff. So how many students did you actually register this year as part of this drive?
Yeah. So just paper registrations, we were able to get 455 over the period of 2 weeks.
Okay. So, last year the problem was students queuing up to register on the same day using same-day voter registration, which is a rather lengthy process. And getting these students registered early is going to have, I presume, a big impact because county registrar says typically they'd get about 2,000 same-day voter registrations from the campus alone during election season. So this is going to hopefully help, right?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, we're also encouraging them. So the vote center opens on Saturday. So it's been open already. It's open. It was open today from 9 to 5. It's going to be open again tomorrow from 9 to 5. And then on Tuesday from 8 to 7. So we've really been encouraging students to go before Tuesday so they don't have to wait in a long line and potentially not get a chance. I mean, everyone who's in line will get a chance, but we just don't want to have people be waiting there for hours.
Laz, Chris Krohn here. Just wondering, what is the biggest impediment to getting people registered? What do you hear from the students? Like, there's 20,000 students, as you rightfully pointed out. And how many are registered, you think? And what dissuades them from registering locally or encourages them to register locally?
Yeah, well, in recent years, so I've organized a few different election cycles up on campus. And in previous years, people usually have a different reason to vote, not in Santa Cruz, but in their hometowns. So they'll have like a congressional race that they care about, or they live in like Orange County or something, and it's more close. It's not necessarily like all Democratic. And so people sometimes feel the need to vote in their hometowns. And that's by far the biggest impediment to getting students registered in Santa Cruz.
Yeah. I think time also, right? I mean, this is students are just coming back to school or starting school. They're moving into dorms and student housing. They've got new classes to start. Voter registration for a November election, I'll get to it later.
Takes 2 minutes, doesn't it, just to register online?
Actually, the time hasn't been as much of a problem as we thought it was going to be. People are willing, especially when we're outside of, like, say, the library, where people are, you know, they have a little more time because they're just going to study. They'll sit down and they'll do it. So the convenience, people are... they want to register to vote if they're not registered.
And you were actually doing paper registrations. You know, it wasn't just, here's a QR code and take it and register later. No, it's like, money on the table, pal. Let's see it work, right? Yeah, you got it done. And it's not just you. I mean, you've got the UC Democratic Student Organization. They're providing the people power and providing the power for the people is pizza, of course. Tell me about the pizza giveaway.
Right, yeah. So we'll be having pizza as well as donuts through an organization called Donuts for Democracy.
Good student donut. Donut good student.
Yeah, donuts for Democracy. Yeah, and we've had the donuts out actually before recently for the voter reg drive, and that was very successful. And so we'll be doing the same thing on Election Day. We'll have a bunch of pizza and a bunch of donuts. And just like Tony was describing, if you come up and you have your I voted sticker, we would be happy to give you a slice of pizza.
What about Prop 50 and Measure C? What are you hearing from students? How are you getting them, interested in these issues?
Yeah. So Prop 50, you know, obviously there's a huge movement among students and a huge belief among students that we are going in a more authoritarian direction as a country.
Uh-huh.
And so that has not been that hard of a sell. And then for Measure C, I mean, Santa Cruz, UC Santa Cruz, has the worst housing situation out of, you know, I would say most colleges in the country, and definitely out of the UCs. We have the highest student homelessness rate, only 10,000 students, roughly, 9,500 are housed on campus.
That's correct.
Less than half of the student population. And we have the most expensive rental market per square foot in the country for the third year in a row. And so I think students want to do something and they want to see something change in Santa Cruz for the better. And overwhelmingly, when they've heard about what Measure C is, they've been supportive of it. The the only issue is that Measure B was designed by the Realtors Association to be deceptive. So we're equally pushing that Measure C is good and beneficial, and at the same time, Measure B is deceptive because it also looks like a pro-housing measure when you look at it on the ballot.
You know, tell me about student interest or lack of interest or whatever you're finding regarding Proposition 50. That's essentially the surrogate presidential contest between Gavin Newsom and Donald Trump.
Yeah, I guess you could see it that way. Yeah, I mean, like I said, you know, students are very concerned about the rising tide of authoritarianism and, you know, the sort of attempted right-wing takeover of our government through gerrymandering. And, you know, obviously as well with the Supreme Court considering gutting the Voting Rights Act, this isn't going anywhere anytime soon. So I think, you know, with students, it's the same kind of argument that's being used generally in California, that we need to do something and strike back, or else if we don't fight, you know, we might not have anything to fight for in a few years.
Yeah, just really. People should know what Prop 50 is.
Yeah, we're going to talk about it.
A direct, you know, we are confronting a Donald Trump-inspired redistricting gerrymander of Texas right now.
Yeah.
And so we're going to pick up five seats here in California because they've just gerrymandered five seats in Texas. But what, you know, I wonder from you and from Tony, you know, what are we going to do about Ohio? What are we going to do about Missouri? What are we going to do? You know, all of these other states are now redistricting.
Is this going to happen now every, you know, every
2 years? Are Democrats
going to
catch up before the 2026 midterms?
It's in progress. You know, what can you say? Stay tuned.
Maz, do you have a take on that?
I mean, I think that we're doing what we can here. You know, I mean, the thing about redistricting is it's a state-by-state fight. And so short of going and volunteering and canvassing in other states, which I'm sure there will be fights about that in the future, like Prop 50 is what we can do here and now.
Yeah.
To fight this in the way we can, which is at the state level.
Well, you know, Prop 50 had a big presence at the farmers markets also, tabling. You probably saw the local Democratic organizations out, offering yard signs and flyers and information and everything else. So, leaving Measure C, I went to the next table, and sure enough, there was a table for Yes on 50. May I get your name?
Ellen Primack.
Okay, Ellen, what brings you out here today?
I am here trying to encourage and inform people, yes, on Proposition 50.
So put your finger on the pulse beat of downtown Santa Cruz out here on this lovely summer-like day. What's it like for the Yes on 50 table?
I think people are encouraging when they come by. They thank us, and we get a chance to talk to people.
Are you getting people who come up to you and say, yeah, I support Yes on 50, but?
I think the but is a thoughtful, appropriate question. But we are in unprecedented times, and this is about leveling the playing field. And I think people get that. But I think it's encouraging that people are asking that question and that we have really good answers for why.
Yeah, and I found a good example of a yes, but voter. May I chat with you briefly?
Briefly.
Okay, what's your name?
My name's Glenn.
Okay, Glenn. There's people out here tabling for Measure C, for Proposition 50. Have you voted yet?
I've already voted, yeah.
How do you feel about these issues?
I'm very much in favor of Proposition 50.
Prop 50, though, it seems there's a lot of support for it. I mean, do you talk to your neighbors about it?
Most of the people that I associate with are also voting yes.
Why do you think that is? What's the association?
Well, probably because we're all of a liberal bent.
Exactly.
And we're trying to level the playing field. Obviously, you do something in Texas, you countermeasure it with something in California, but it's unfortunate of the domino effect and all of the real positive legislation that was put in previous years to stop this type of stuff is being undone. So
big difference between Texas and California and what they've done. Texas did it by decree. We're doing it by asking the voters to decide.
I understand that. But it's unfortunate that we're even at this point where more progressive states that went ahead and put in legislation years ago to try to stop this type of thing from going on now has to be unraveled.
Temporarily.
Temporarily, right. It's clever the way they wrote it. But It's where we are in politics today.
Mm. Stop poking the bear. We'll stop poking you.
There you go.
Wow.
Thanks very much.
I guarantee those pesky moral questions.
I guarantee you, Tony, the money behind Proposition 50, against Proposition 50, yeah. Charles Munger is a big name.
Yeah.
You know, why doesn't he go to Texas and try to get the kind of commission we have here in California? And I guarantee you he was against that commission when it started because he knew we are a Democratic state and that the commission would actually yield more votes for Democrats. And now it's all of a sudden, you know, and Arnold Schwarzenegger also, you know, I think legitimately was in favor of having this commission that would redraw lines instead of letting the politicians do it. I personally was very in favor of it.
Right.
I think it's yielded, at the end of the day, more seats for Democrats because we're a Democratic state.
Indeed. Yeah.
Yep.
And there is the idea that Prop 50 will kind of self-destruct in time for the next census. It's written into the law that it's only temporary. But Chris, I think you know what happens to temporary things.
Well, I'm gonna hold their feet to the fire on this one. I think we should go back to that commission. Laws, what do you think?
Yeah, about the commission. Well, I mean, I think that the commission's an excellent thing. I think that states should operate that way. Redistricting should be based off of the census and should be. And yeah, more Republican states should have more Republican seats, and a more Democratic state should have more Democratic seats. But I think it's necessary right now because the other side isn't playing by the rules.
Yeah,
and
well,
they're not listening to voters. They're just redrawing the lines to explicitly favor a party. And if we don't do that, then we're going to be at a disadvantage, and democracy is going to be at a disadvantage.
Indeed. Well, I think voters seem to be agreeing with you, at least according to the polls. There's a The latest poll came out a couple of days ago from Berkeley's Institute of Governmental Studies, and it shows currently 60% of likely voters saying they will vote yes on Prop 50. Only 38% say no. So that's, if that poll is anywhere accurate, that's quite a margin.
Yeah, I think we have no problem with Prop 50. I think that people in California we're like, hey, we have to combat this. People get it. I mean, people I talk to anyway, they're like, yeah, this is where we have to go. I don't like it, but let's do it for the short term because we are in a crisis.
Yeah, well, now, regarding the voting, the turnout so far has been quite remarkable in that it's this may be the highest voter turnout for a one issue election or for a special election in California. The last one, the current record holder, I guess, is the Gray Davis recall in 2009, and that had 63% turnout. This one is 2003. Okay, thanks. So that that's quite a hurdle. That's quite a high point to try to make.
Statewide
63. Yeah, Santa Cruz County has consistently always been among the top counties for turnouts, especially in these special elections
and off year elections.
And off year election. Yeah. And the numbers, the actual. Reports of returns that are coming in. Of course, we don't know the results, but we do have the count of ballots that are being received. Shows that it's just about equal to the count at this time in the campaign for the last presidential election. It's that big. Now, the caveat here is that Democrats voted early, very early. There was a huge spike in ballots received from Democratic Party, Democratic voters. And the Republicans tend to vote later. You look at past voting practices of mail-in voting and in-person voting, and the Republicans, the voters registered as Republicans, have a big spike usually on Election Day or the day before. So, is it enough to make up this this gap right now that shows 50 leading? It's all about turnout. It's all about, are people going to feel complacent? Maybe the Prop 50 supporters who have not voted yet and say, well, I guess my vote isn't needed. Well, that could make a difference.
It's hard to understand why people don't vote. I mean, you get your vote. We all have ballots in the mail, and they're sitting there. And I just voted today, in fact. You know, because I was, you know, honestly, I was not clear on Prop C. And so I was not sure I would vote, you know, which way I would vote for Prop C. Prop 50, I mean, Prop 50, I was no brainer. But this whole local initiative C, it's really confusing.
Well, I'll tell you, Chris. I mean, I have some information on that. You know, don't get the idea that everybody in, you know, at the farmers markets is running around with, you know, campaign flyers and, you know, getting ready to get to the polls, because there were quite a few people who just said, no, thank you. How about the election?
Oh, no.
On what?
I don't like talking about politics.
No problem.
Because it's very frustrating and makes me angry. So
don't want to make you angry.
Thank you.
You appear formidable.
Thank you.
What's good at the market today?
I come for the carrots and the...
Come for the carrots, stay for the zucchini.
That's why I come here.
Well, enjoy it. Thank you much for your
Thank
time.
Thank you.
All righty. And then there's this Capitola father of a young daughter. He told me he couldn't even decide if he will vote, even though his daughter seemed to be quite a bit more sure about it.
I'm not sure, to be honest. Yeah.
What's going through your head on that? Why? What are the pros and cons from your point of view of voting or not voting?
You know, I don't know. I feel like as I've gotten older, I know it sounds cliche, but I feel like my vote really doesn't matter in the grand scheme of things, especially in this state with the climate and the culture that we live in.
Wait, when's the election on? What's the topic for the election? What's the topic?
What is the topic? Oh, yes. That's a very good question. The one topic that you're facing is Proposition 50.
I'd probably vote.
What's that?
I think if I could vote, I'd probably vote yes.
Oh, let me sign you up. I've got a voter registration form here. You're 18, right?
You're
18.
Tipping your hand.
Close enough. Close enough. Thanks for your time.
I appreciate it.
All right. Yeah. All right. 8 years old, ready to vote. Yes, indeed.
I don't want to leave Proposition C, though, because this is
they're from Capitola.
Difficult issue. Yeah. In Santa yeah. Cruz, because it's only $5 million over 20 years. What's that going to do? It's going to leverage some money from state, from federal, we hope from federal, knowing who's president. But I had this thing, somebody wrote me an email. I wanted to say Don Lane and Fred Keeley were played, and they submitted a measure that catered to the developers with clear loopholes, only to have the Realtor Association turn against them after they thought they had an agreement. This is huge. You know, we have a fight between the realtors and the developers. And, you know, I don't know, you know, who to vote for, because these are not people that we want necessarily to be determining the future of Santa Cruz politics.
Well, the
but do you want more money in the Affordable Housing Trust?
Definitely, but when the developers are like saying yes on the, you know, what's the purpose? What's their motivation? And I don't have an answer. I'm putting that out there as a question.
Well, the money is coming. You're right, Chris. The money is coming from realtors. Essentially, the only donors for Measure B, the County Realtors Association and the National Association of Realtors.
Shameful.
Well, yeah, that's quite a bit of money, and there is quite a difference in the money that's going to be received by either measure, even if they withstand the legal challenges that are threatened. No matter which one passes. And by the way, if both of them pass, then the one that gets the most votes will win. Chris Krohn, thank you so much for coming in just before you leave to join the Get Out the Vote campaign in New York City.
Laz, did you have one other
then
thing?
We'll go to
10
Laz.
Seconds to say, 30 seconds?
Yes, absolutely. I just wanted to say, if you are on campus, find us at the Cowell Courtyard or at the Quarry. We will be out there offering pizza if you vote. And we'll provide you with any information you want to know about when and where to vote and about the measures that are on the ballot.
Yes, follow your nose and you'll find Laz. I'm Tony Russomanno. Thank you for joining us for this live local late-breaking special on the upcoming election. Take it away, boys.
This is KSQD Santa Cruz, 90.7 FM, KSQT Prunedale, 89.7 and 89.5 FM, and KSQD.org.